between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diversity and inclusion have become buzzwords in many industries, especially as consumers increasingly demand greater representation and fairness from brands. But the practice has also become a political landmine. How do companies' decisions to post about D&I actually influence their social media engagement? Can posting boost brand loyalty and improve consumer perceptions? Or does it risk coming across as performative? That's the question tackled by Nick Bombay and his co-author in a paper called "Does Posting About Diversity and Inclusion Improve Engagement in Social Media?" Their research spans 5 years. It analyzes more than 3 million posts from nearly 300 brands, making it certainly one of the most comprehensive studies on the topic. He is an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Amsterdam, and he joins me from there. Dr. Bombay, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Why do you think some brands are hesitant to post about diversity and inclusion, while others do it a lot?
You see a lot of backlash, certainly. So that's why brands are, of course, hesitant, right? So there's a lot of risk involved. You don't know whether you have to do it or not. The research on this topic is also a bit limited, usually for one brand, maybe, or for a couple of brands. So there's not a lot of evidence that gives them a lot of certainty to avoid that risk. So I guess that's why they do not want to do it. Of course, as you mentioned, there's also a lot of consumers that do appreciate it, right? And brands also pick up on those trends, so that might encourage them to do so. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, and that's why this might also be interesting to look at.
I want to get to your results in just a second, but I just want to kind of get a definition. You mentioned fit as a key factor in your study. Can you explain what you mean by that?
How messages are formed to begin with, the length, the sentiment of the message, whether that kind of fits with the general sentiment of D&Y posting, right? So whether your general social media behavior is kind of consistent with that of D&Y posting, that's kind of what we're looking at, whether that fit is there.
Okay, well, let's get to the results. What did you learn? What did you learn about how posting about diversity on a brand's social channels affected the engagement?
So we looked at two main questions. The first one being who posts more about D&Y, right? So which brands typically post more? So we see there that brands generally post more positive and have longer, this is on Twitter, on X, so longer posts there tend to post more about D&Y. And if they do so, in general, we find a positive effect. So that might already be important to mention. But we see that this positive effect also differs on the context. In general, it's not good to post together with emojis. And it is good to be positive in those messages. So those are like two major findings.
And when you say not good, you mean that engagement dropped when people used emojis with diversity messages?
It's kind of neutral, but for regular posts, it is positive. So if you, let's say, do not post about D&Y, usually it's good to use emojis. And relative to that, when you do post about DMI, it's actually it's a neutral impact. So relative to regular posts, it's actually worse, basically. Yeah.
Do you have a gut sense as to why that is?
So what we argue in the paper is that DMI is a more serious topic, and emojis don't really fit with them. And of course, it might depend on the situation. I'm sure there are situations where it might fit an emoji, right, depending on the context. But I think in general, most of these DMI posts are a little bit more serious than other posts, and then emojis would not really fit well with that. Yeah.
What kind of engagement are we talking here? Are we talking likes, comments, shares, or something deeper?
Both likes and shares. We wanted to refrain from using comments because more comments is not always better, because if the comments are negative, that might be a bad thing. So we were just looking at quantities here. So the number of likes and the number of shares. Both have very similar results, by the way.
You mentioned some are you get better results, some it's neutral. Are there any cases that you found where DNI posts led to lower engagement or negative reactions?
Like we estimate eventually like averages across these brands, and we don't find that, but we don't look at individual brands, right? So we're still looking at the total. We didn't analyze each of these almost 300 brands individually and then check for everyone how many there are positive and how many there are negative. But in the average is positive. And also, depending on these factors, it's all still positive. Even if you use emojis, it's still positive, but it's less positive, right? So all these factors might influence either positively or negatively the effect. But in general, we do not find. That doesn't mean, of course, that there might be tweets with low engagement that are about DMI. But we over all these millions of tweets and all these brands, we see a clear positive effect. And I think it's important to mention that we look at differences within a brand. So we're not looking at, for example, Coca-Cola, who does a lot of DMI, and then another brand that doesn't do a lot of DMI posts. But we're looking at within Coca-Cola, they do sometimes DMI posts, sometimes a general post about something else, and we're looking at the difference between the two.
Did you study how hashtags on those posts affected engagement?
Yeah, hashtags were included in both the regular and the DMI posts, and they work better for DMI posts. So they don't work for regular posts. They were kind of neutral, but for DMY posts, they do work. So,
in other words, they got more engagement.
They got more engagement. Yeah.
What role did message length play in the effectiveness of diversity messaging? Should brands go for long form posts? Should they keep it short and simple?
Brands that typically post longer, they're more likely to post about DMY. So that's what we find. But the DMY message itself should be shorter. We can only theorize why that is. Of course, it might be that there's more possibility for backlash if you try to explain why you're doing certain things or what is exactly happening, right? So I think just keeping it simple apparently works already good here. Yeah.
Your data set was from then Twitter. It was a 5-year period that ended in 2020. That was 2 years before Elon Musk bought the platform and well before political headwinds in the US shifted. How do you think your results would be different if you had access to more recent data?
Yeah, it might be different on some aspects, especially recently. There's more and more scrutiny maybe on these topics. Although I do have to say our data set covers a very wide variety of topics, right? So, and only a few of them are a little bit more controversial, right? I think specifically race and gender are a little bit more difficult, I guess, these days. But our research also covers also disability, autism, being deaf, for example, age, includes things about veterans, for example, right? So I think all these topics are still being appreciated just as much, or close to being just as much. So I think most of these results definitely hold for these less controversial topics. And maybe from the controversial topics, they might be a little less positive than we estimate here.
I'm going to ask you a question that scientists don't like me asking, because I know you didn't study it. But what does your gut tell you in terms of how communication around corporate diversity initiatives will change in the next few years?
I mean, we see already that it's kind of rolling back some of these initiatives, right? So I think some what some companies are doing are a little bit, might be too extreme. So that, of course, I think the initial goal is not to have things such as racism. But then on the other hand, if you're going too far in trying to force certain ratios, that's not being appreciated either, right? So companies are trying to, or might go a little bit far in trying to please one type of consumer and then having a backlash on the other type, right? So I think what you're seeing now in practice is that they're trying to roll it back a little bit, those extreme measures, but still trying to make sure that there's no bad practices going on.
Well, it's very interesting research. I'm glad you could share it with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome.
Nick Bombay is co-author of Does Posting About Diversity and Inclusion Improve Social Media Engagement? It was published in the Journal of Interactive Marketing. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you Friday for our wrap-up of the week's news in digital marketing.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.